Hi guys, my name's Faith, and we're on Hi Hi Honeys, and today I have my friend Chris.
It's your boy Chris, and I'm here with my friend Faith, and I'm just so happy to be here on this episode of Hi Honeys. Appreciate the invite.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Yes, definitely. So, if you have a drink, you have something to spark up, we're going to have some good conversation. But anyways, Chris and I have known each other for, I would say, like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And the first time we hung out was, what did we do the first time we hung out?
We hung out, but it was more so about work because
yeah.
we work in the same field.
Yeah.
Then the first time we actually hung out was you needed help finding a wardrobe for our deal you was doing.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's
you asked
right.
me to come to North Park Mall with you. So
yeah, that was the first time we went to North, and that was a crazy experience because like no one could believe that we were just friends. Like when we went there, like all the girls were, if you spoke to a girl, it was like they looked at you weird, or it was just like I was shocked kind
of. It was most definitely like it was a crazy situation just to see people reactions just because you got me, you just dragging me through the mall. Basically,
see,
like you
I'm
just.
I'm high maintenance, though.
Basically, I'm with a Kardashian. You dragging me through the mall with all these bags. Hey, how does this look? How does that look? From the outside looking in, I mean.
You're like perfect boyfriend. Like,
I mean, girls looking at me like, man, where is this guy from? Like, oh my God, is he heaven sent? Girls frowning up at that guy. I'm like, oh my God, because you see me. I'm just a genuine person.
Yeah.
So I do believe that you can't have a friend of the other gender.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's cool. I feel like it's totally cool. I mean, some people disagree, but me personally, I do. I feel like a man can have a friend.
But if you see a guy and girl together, do you automatically assume they're dating?
Me personally, no.
You don't?
No.
See, I do. I feel like I do to a certain degree. I mean, I feel like a lot of things factor into it. So if they're different ages, I probably might think they're a family member or something, right?
True. But I've been in situations where I've thought a lady or a girl was attractive, and I've actually asked.
Yeah.
Is you guys together?
You say you go up and ask
them? Yes, indeed. I have done that before.
You go up and, like, what
like,
if
no
they
disrespect.
Are?
And, I, yeah. and you'll be shy, like, no, man, this is my friend. Or, no, this is my cousin.
And have you ever in, like, but what if they were just dating and she doesn't want to give him a label yet? I feel like then that you put her in an awkward position.
I mean, that's true, but a question never hurts nobody.
That is true.
You don't know if you don't ask. That's why everybody was looking at us in the mall. They was going off of perception.
That is
we
true.
Just see this guy. Me and you literally friends.
Yeah.
But to everybody else, they looking at me like I'm just the perfect. Why? You saw how the girls was looking at they dude. Like, why my guy not told my bags? Why is this? I mean, literally, that's because they don't, you know, most people just go off of what they see.
Yeah.
But me personally, I mean, I don't assume like everybody's together if I just see the opposite with the opposite.
I don't assume that either because I feel like people do have their friends, but I feel like body language is one probably people like think that, or when you see two attractive people, I feel like you automatically assume they're together because you're like
yes.
goals, or you're like, oh,
yeah.
they're a cute couple.
Yeah.
You don't say like, oh, they're a cute like friend group. Like, I feel like people automatically want to group
That's
people
true.
Together.
Of different races too.
Yeah.
Because you forget that time it was a whole group of us. We went out.
Mm-hmm.
And when we was leaving out, the ladies.
Yeah.
Oh my God, y'all.
yeah.
Have a great day. They just put us together.
No.
They put us together.
That is true.
And you know, I'm like, goofy. I'm messing girl. With everybody. So I'm starting playing here. That's right. Thank you, man. 20 years.
I remember that.
20 years in the game. Look at them. So
I
people
know.
Do assume.
Because, yeah,
people
the girls were there, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
they were just
you
like,
saying.
You're so beautiful.
Yeah,
That is true. People do assume. Because, in reality, you could have been, like, my sibling. Like,
exactly.
They don't know
if we brother, sister. Even when me and my sister go out.
People think y'all are
You
dating.
Wouldn't know if me and my sister was sister and brother if you tell us. I mean, you could probably tell off our body with language. But you just see two attractive people in the mall or sitting at a dinner table eating.
Well, and also, I can't tell people are siblings just off of looks, because I feel like when people start to date for a while, unless you're like interracial or something, y'all start to look alike to a certain degree.
Yeah, that's true.
So don't you think that?
That's true. You
can tell. You can tell maybe by body language. Just some people are weird with their brother and sister. They're so, like, very playful, and like, you wouldn't know.
Coming from a female perspective, what do you think? Like, do you really think that a man and a woman can be friends and just solid friends?
So, I always say, I've never, with the exception of like you, I've never really had a guy friend who has not hit on me some point. My only guy friends that have been successful guy friends are guys that I met through relationships. So they were like my boyfriend's friends or stuff like
something
that.
Like that, okay.
So, but I actually saw, there was this tweet I saw the other day that it was like, oh, here, I'll pull it up on my phone.
Okay.
But it says, your boyfriend's bros are not your friends. They would sit there and watch your nigga cheat on you and not say a word to you and then be like, sis, he really loves you. So then I read that and I was like, damn. Because like, I feel like I've met some cool people that I would feel like would have my back and would be, and that are my friend. But in the end of the day, that's right. I feel like they're not really friends. They're people I met through someone else. They don't have a back. Like, your friends that... Do you have any female friends that are your, like, friends' girlfriends?
Friends' girlfriends?
Yeah.
Like, explain more, like...
Okay, so say if one of your friends is dating a girl for a while, you eventually become cool with her, right? Because she always around.
Yeah, they become my friend.
But is that really your friend? Is that really your friend? Like, if your boy does something, are you going to be like, hi, friend?
If... I'm hanging around, if I got a girlfriend and she have a friend, does her friend become my friend?
No, I'm saying like your friends, like your guys. If their girl, do their girlfriends become your friends?
My close friends, yes.
Yeah.
And I mean my friends who I consider almost like brothers. So it's more so like a family thing.
So there, but I'm saying at the end of the day, you have your brothers back over their significant others.
True. You my sister as long as y'all together.
So that's what I'm saying. So they're not really you're not friends, because if they're not together, you're not going to still talk to them.
But I mean, my loyalty is always going to be the initiator.
Yeah.
Whoever started it, that's who my loyalty is with first.
True.
So if my loyalty started off with that person, I can't turn on that person.
Well, she's saying like in that tweet, like just, you think of them equal. So say if you have two friends and one friend is being shitty to the other friend, you gonna step in and be like,
yeah, I'm stepping in referee.
Yeah.
Y'all need to get it together.
But you wouldn't for your boy's relationship, would
That's
you?
Not my place. That's your woman, not mine.
But she's your friend.
She is my friend, but I don't get into it. That's the relationship.
So she's not really your friend.
I'm not the man of that household.
If she was your friend, you would like wanna look out and be like, hey,
I give advice to both of them at the same time if I was in the situation.
Or so you do
if
play referee.
If I have friends in the situation. So I'm refing like, hey, y'all need to stop. I'm more that type of friend. Listen, this is fact.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
How old are we? And I love both of y'all. Why don't y'all work this out?
Okay.
You know, I'm more that type of person. Now, if y'all don't make it or whatever the case is, hey.
But would you stop your friend from cheating on his girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean... That's tough. I'm a good friend, so.
So if
I don't know, but I'm not. I don't get involved with all that.
That's not getting involved. That's just being like.
A man not gonna tell you when he about to cheat. If he was gonna cheat.
Okay, so.
Yeah, man, I'm about to cheat today.
No.
I'm gonna cheat today for sure, and.
I'm saying there's little things like.
He's not gonna tell you after the fact, man. Let me tell you what happened 2 weeks ago.
I'm saying if you're out and like you're at a bar and you see some girl talking to him, he's talking back, all that stuff, you're not like, yo, chill, you got a girl, something?
I mean, I haven't been in that situation, but me, I probably would. It's according on their relationship. Or,
you've never been in a situation.
But I don't get involved with stuff like that because you never know really what's going on in someone's household. They might be cool with that. You never know their boundaries. That's not my place. I lead all of that to the I'm there, you know, make sure no one ever get hurt.
If one but of y'all, I feel like girls are different because I feel like I'm in my friend's business. Like my girls, if like she would do something, I'd be like,
now,
don't you have a boyfriend?
If
like,
my friend
what are you
do
doing?
Something wrong, me and him would discuss that. I'm not going to the girl.
Well, no, I'm not saying go to the girl. I'm saying because you're friends with the girl, have her back when you're out and be like, yo, you shouldn't do that. You have a good girl.
Yeah, I tell him that, like, man, you shouldn't be doing all that. You trip. You're going to lose her.
So you would?
I tell him that.
After
the
fact or
my
before?
Friends, I mean, they probably not going to tell me the situation to after the fact. I'm like, man, you shouldn't have done that one.
Like, but I'm saying, what if you're out and you witness, like, I don't know, you're at a club or... Or even if you're out, I feel like guys are bad at cheating anyways. So like,
I'm not a cheater.
Red flags would be all over the place. Cause I feel like guys aren't really good at, cause they're not as, they don't think as deeply as women do. So
I most definitely say women are super smart.
Yeah.
Women are much more smarter than men when it comes to hiding things and stuff like that.
Exactly.
You guys get the crown, all crown to them.
I'm just
crown
saying.
Crown to the women.
I'm just saying more, I feel like...
Because I guess guys are more careless.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like you probably know if your dude's about to do some stupid stuff with some girl.
Yeah, a guy eventually, he'll put his phone down. Like, you know what?
Yeah. I'm saying once your friend, like, fucks up and is not smart about it, you will step in and be like...
Man, you getting disrespectful with
me. Oh, okay.
Come on now. She's better than that, man.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't take it home. Don't let it find. Don't let her
I
find
mean,
out.
I would like it if you would not
even
say
if you're wrong,
be disrespectful.
You know what I'm saying? Don't ever disrespect
I would like
her.
If you just be like,
even if you're
don't
doing
do
some
anything.
Dirt, even though you shouldn't be doing no dirt, if
okay.
You go do some dirt, don't let your wifey find out.
That okay.
You gotta respect her enough that much.
Okay.
You get reckless. You about to lose your girl.
See, I feel that's good. You're a good friend. I feel like a lot of guys don't have accountability to their friendships like that. Because they are like, it's not my business. They stay out of it.
I mean,
which is why a lot of girls, I feel like a lot of girls think that their boyfriend's friends are their friends. So every time something happens, they'll be texting the guy and be like, can you do this? Can you do that? And I feel like the guys don't really do shit like that. I used to do that, not to that extreme.
I mean, that's more girly stuff, women stuff.
Yeah,
guys
I
don't
bet.
Really gossip on that type of stuff, really. Hey, man, you know?
But you don't talk about what's going on with your...
relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, it's more simple. She cool? Like, she...
Maybe I just talk too much. And
no, I just think guys don't really go into detail. Well, you know, she... when you're in a relationship, we do complain to each other.
Yeah.
Like, man, she not doing this, she not doing that, she
so
not
So you
this.
Just share the bad stuff?
But I mean, most people don't really talk about when their relationship is just flourishing.
I do. Like, if someone does something cute and amazing, I'll be like, ooh, girl, like, he did this and that.
But that's more girly stuff. Now, if a girl do that, we'll tell our guy. I mean, like, yeah, man, I can't believe she did that.
Okay.
I came home and she had me the PS5. I can't believe this. I love her.
So,
you know those shoes I wanted, man. I came home and she had them. Right, man. That's what she had.
What if she, like, cooks a good dinner?
That's perfect.
Okay, because you did all, like, gifts. What if she cleans, goes, and gets your car cleaned? Like, are the everyday
the unexpected.
Stuff?
Unexpected.
No, I not unexpected.
A guy
just
wants
like,
the unexpected. Like, man, I can't believe she really... Man, how does she
so
know
the
I
daily
no
great for? Stuff she does, if it's
that's what
not,
I'm saying. Like, man, she watched all my stuff. That's amazing.
Okay.
I was tired. I worked out all day.
So you would brag about that?
I would brag about that. Man, I don't have to watch nothing. I don't have to do that when it comes to stuff like that. When I say not like that.
I can't.
What thing? This is hot honey here. This wine has kicked in.
I'm like, maybe. But
no, I mean, not like that. I'm just saying that does go a long way. Guys
yeah.
Most definitely brag on their girl. I have when I've had a girl in the past. I brag on stuff like that. Like, man, I can't believe that she did this. Man, that was right on time when she did this.
That's true. So
it
that's
can be
good.
So simple, too.
So when you have... So if you have a girlfriend...
She charged my phone last night. I can't believe it.
Really? You notice little stuff like that?
I can't believe it.
You notice, like, little things like
yeah.
that?
I've been dating a girl, and she don't be around, and she'll call me just to make sure I wasn't late. Chris, did you wake up on time? I appreciate that, because that'd be the day I overslept.
I feel like that's not the norm. Maybe it is the norm.
I like little stuff like that.
But that is cute. Like, no, I appreciate stuff like that. And I feel like I do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But so would you let your boyfriend or girlfriend have a best friend?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not a, I mean, it's not a dictatorship. I'm not trying to be like King Tut. I'm not a dad trying to rule him. Because you're going to do whatever you're going to do anyway. That's my motto.
That is true. I will say that.
You're going to find the time, the place, whether you in Egypt or whether you right here in Texas.
That is true.
If you want to do something, you're going to get whatever you want to do.
I do believe that. I feel like...
So me restricting and saying, no, you can't have guy friends and all of that. Because she still had that guy friend behind your back.
I know, because they're not going to... Both of them. I think some friendships are hard to have and good to... I don't know. It depends on what their guy friend is or what their girlfriend is. Like, if it's a girl they used to mess with and now they're friends, that would be kind of weird.
I have some high honey drip.
I know.
On the table.
Did.
Oh, wow. Just wanted to put that out there. I'm just messing with you. I'm messing with you.
But I'm saying, if he had, like, if that best friend and has been his sister for all his life, if the best friend was before the relationship, mm-hmm. I think that's a lot different than, like, all this, like, a work wife that they become obsessed with or something.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, who is she and why? What's so great?
That's true.
But I wouldn't say, I'm not into, like I said, I'm with you on that. I'm not into rules because I feel like if you have to have rules like that, there's you don't trust them.
Exactly. Well, no. We might as well just be friends and do whatever we're going to do.
Yeah, because...
And when I say that, I mean, like, why are we putting a title on it? Because you already... That's a sense of don't trust. The absolute. So that means you already halfway trusting. It's not going to work. Nothing halfway trust works. If you halfway trust a person, it's never going... It's always going to be in the back of your brain.
That's true.
That's pop. I'd have been there before. Like, oh, I love her, but it's just something tickling my toes.
But you're normally, you're right. I will
and
say
nine
my
out of 10, you're right.
Right, yeah.
Every
my
time.
Intuition
if
has never
them
failed
toes,
you.
You're right.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. So, I mean, with me, it's more so like, I try not to even, unless it's just something that's total disrespectful or something that you did behind my back and didn't tell me, mm-hmm. then it becomes a problem because now your loyalty is being questioned. I'm more that type of person.
See, I feel like I have the reputation of being like a girlfriend that says you can't have guy or telling my boyfriend they can't have girlfriends. But I feel like the reason I did that is because I had reason to. Because in reality, I really do not have problems with guys having girlfriends. I just never had good experiences with that. So I feel like I've developed this relation or this like reputation where I'm like, this person be like, oh, who's that girl, blah blah blah. But because half the time the sis I found out like y'all used to hook up or something.
Yeah, it's always gonna be some history. That's yeah. Why I never dig good. I tell people, you don't go in a, when you're in a relationship, you don't want to dig too deep into the personal. I'm asking the basic stuff that matters, you know.
You don't want to dig this. Personal in your
when
relationship,
not too personal for it's like, oh, because I mean you're gonna eventually pull out something that don't touch right with the next person.
Yeah,
that's with anybody.
I agree.
So I'm asking basic facts, you know, like, okay, she's mental stable, you're healthy.
Your mental stable, like,
you know,
that's
stuff
true.
That, okay, all right, we can build from there. So
yeah,
all the rest of it, because it's like, we just putting out the dirt bag. It's about to be piles on both.
Just
hit everybody's shelf.
That is true.
Shovels, please.
But I still like feel like I would want to know. Actually, no, because sometimes I feel like it is better not to know. But some things, if, because say this best friend is so close, y'all date, she's at your wedding and all this, and you find out that they used to date 10 years ago and she's still like secretly in love with them or something like
tough.
That.
Well, that's where you need to go.
Well, you're inviting her to the wedding and all that. Let her go.
10 years ago. Like,
I know, but some girls don't get over that shit.
That's true.
So you have her around, even though you don't cross the boundary. I don't want girls like that in my, not even girls, if the roles were reversed and I had a guy like that who was just always around. I never gave him any hope, but his energy was there, that fucks up. I feel like that ruins your relationship. Or not ruins.
I understand what you're saying.
It messes up vibes. Because your friend should be there when stuff happens. So if you have someone there that does not have the best intentions for your relationship, and you're in a good relationship, because obviously, you know, some people are in bad relationships. That's why their friends don't have, they like, if you tell them stuff, your friends are going to be like, leave them alone. But if someone's plotting because they secretly like you, even though you're just friends, and then so you go to them for advice and stuff, that's not obviously.
Yeah, they plotting against. Yeah, you have to watch all of that. But me, I more so can read people's energy.
But I feel like guys don't know if people.
Guys don't. It comes from experience too.
Yeah.
I mean, it does come from experience. A lot of stuff. Like even when it goes back to what you were saying, how can men and women be friends and you never try to talk to her? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That comes really with experience, because you realize, like, when you're younger, okay, most guys trying to talk to any girl you go around when you're at a certain age.
That is true.
When you start getting a little more mature, you kind of understand, like, no, I'm going to lose a lot of relationships. I'm going to lose a lot of this. When I say relationships, I'm not just talking about no love relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, genuine friends, genuine people.
Yeah.
Different interests and stuff like that. So you start looking at it totally different. And you start seeing people for different reasons other than just, oh, this person pretty. Because you know, it's going to be somebody more attractive.
And attractive. That's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's like,
it's
okay.
It's really everyone.
You're going to do this.
Especially makeup and everything
it's
now.
Never it's never going out of style. It's only getting better.
Exactly.
We got 80-year-olds out here looking 25. I promise. There's one on Instagram right now. She's 75. 26.
You follow her?
I'm telling you. There's a lady on Instagram right now. Every bit of 60.
Yeah.
Looking 25. So all that means nothing. All that means nothing. So it becomes to a point where, like, I'm just going to keep ruining. Because once sex get involved,
that
relationship kind of,
So next, you're making me read, because I said that all guy friends I've had have hit on me before.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I think of it, most of the times we were younger, so in our 20s, like, and alcohol was involved. So
yeah, they was younger.
I won't hold that against them. So yes, I do have some
if
true.
Me, if you had a group of guy friends over the age of 30, let's say you had 6 or 7 solid. I don't believe all them guys are trying to hit on you if they over the age of 30 something. I really don't believe it.
Because they're in a different part of their life.
They're in a different part of their life. They didn't already went through that stage.
Yeah.
College, nah. Don't come around me.
That is true.
Don't come around me if I'm single.
Yeah.
And I'm just being honest. It's like not saying that sex going to get involved, but no telling when. Today I might not shoot my shot, but tomorrow, I mean, I'm young. It's like you living life in a whole different perspective.
Can't control those hormones.
You can't control it. You still fighting whatever demons you fight. Honestly, and when I say that, I mean, it's like, okay, I'm not.
But
dating.
Girls, I feel like we have demons and we don't jump all of our friends when we were in our 20s.
I think it's just all about self-control, honestly.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. And some people just be like, no, it's not even, you know, like I say, to me, it comes with age. Honestly. I'm not saying I'm old, but.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm telling on myself.
I know. I definitely agree. Past 30s, it's different because. By that time, like, a lot of people are with the person they're going to be with forever. Mm-hmm. So it's not even, if they're going to slip up, they're not going to do it with, they're not going to ruin a friendship.
Yeah.
If they're going to slip up, they should do it with, like, random people they're never going to see again and stuff like that. And then you also, people now have kids, so, like, that's
like
your
break,
little auntie, so you don't want to.
Well, some people like breaking each other's heart. I'm just going to keep you hurting each other. The relationship, they'll stay in that toxic relationship for 20 years.
That is true.
They'll just keep beating each other up.
But I don't think they... I mean, actually, I can't really...
And I'm just saying,
because
just
people
in general across the board, everybody don't really have, like, I'm just going to... Like you said, I'm going to go out here and just... You might as well just live your life, be free, and whoever you want to meet that person, and just go ahead about it. You know, why stay in something that you're not happy with for just... 10, 15, 20 years at a time. You know what I'm saying? You really hurting each other.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't realize too that, like, girls with guys or even guys with girls, sometimes their friend is the one that's helping y'all's relationship, because that's who they're talking to. That's how they're getting advice. That person might be the one to calm them down so they don't go crazy on you and start a fight, or be like, no, you're tripping, relax, and
yeah.
say, save your relationship.
Then you get a certain age, you never know why you meet people. That's why I look at stuff too.
Yeah.
You know, you start looking at purpose and stuff like this. Maybe you met that girl for, you never know. Maybe down the road, y'all might be at something together and some of your friends might be there. Y'all might be at a ballroom show, anybody. That person might meet another friend. And all of a sudden, you know, it's so many ways you start looking at when you, yeah. how stuff can tie. You get what I'm saying? Like, tie in together and do this, do that. I got some friends who got married off of me taking this person to that place. And they met each other at that event. And they really was for each other. Just
really?
Situations like that. And it could be your, you know, so you never know. You know.
You're a matchmaker.
I'm a matchmaker. Rough and match.
So I saw this funny scenario though on Twitter because there was a big argument on it. It was like, so you ladies, would you let your man go on a trip with his female friend if the trip is one, outside the country, and two, his reasoning is she just broke up with her boyfriend, so she wanted to be, he just wants to be there for her. So if I just am breaking up with someone, I'm going out the country for a trip, I'm wilding out. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Support, like,
that's free
you're
time.
Drinking.
I'm taking it to Greece.
Like, you're drinking. You might hook up with a random.
Yes.
You going crazy. So, like, I could see why. I could see why a girl would not be comfortable with her boyfriend doing that. In reverse, I could see why a boyfriend would not be cool with his girlfriend doing that, going on their friend's trip for that. Simply because when you have that mission, when you're going on a breakup trip, if you don't find anyone cute in the club and you're super drunk and that's the only girl there, you know, it might happen.
That's a tough scenario. I mean, just broke up, want to go out the country. Anything could happen.
Exactly.
Emotions too all over the place.
Exactly. I don't, when people are mentally not.
Yeah, you're mental not there. So a person's mentally, when you bouncing, anything can happen. You get what I'm saying? So you must be not taking my girl to Greece. You get what I'm saying? She's mentally, you get over there and talking the right thing in her ear, it's over.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Most of these situations work when both people are mentally okay.
Yeah.
Both people have their shit together. Yeah. Like, it's not, everything's in order. But a breakup, and if she's going out of the country for a breakup, I mean, like, that must be a pretty significant breakup.
That's a tough breakup.
Yeah, like,
she's going to get rid of you.
I know.
You about to lose your one.
Exactly.
She gone at that point.
She gone. Yeah.
I'm telling her she gone. Once you leave, it's over.
From the
from the moment those wheels take off the pavement, don't you ever call me.
I've never done any, for a breakup, I've never gone on a vacation.
But if we broken up, me, I'm like, take the trip.
No, I'm saying, no, you're broken up with her. I'm saying it would be like, your girlfriend is going on a trip to support her best friend who he just had a hard breakup, so he's going.
If that's genuinely her best friend,
you be fine with that?
That's what you want to do, long as the same rules apply. I'm that type of guy. Put the Matt, I'm
and
50-50.
You said that's what she
I'm
wants 50-50. To do.
50. If my home girls say, Chris, I'm in Dubai and he just left me, I just bought you a round trip ticket. When I present that to her, she needs to be able to take the heat.
Nah, see, because
fire,
Chris,
and when I say the fire, I mean say, Chris, I understand that's your best friend. You've been knowing Faith for 25 years.
So like,
gone, go. Yeah, as long as she can, man, as long as she man
but
up,
you
woman
said
up.
If that's what she wants to do, I feel like that's when people say that, if can I do this, if that's what you want to do.
No,
I feel
I mean,
like
as long as I can do the same thing. If I have, I'm this type
I
of person.
I hate when people say that.
I am literally this type of person. If the scenario falls where it's on the other side of the fence, take it just the way I took it. Or don't do it.
But the scenario would have to be the exact same.
Or something similar.
No.
When I say that means if I need to take a trip to check on a friend, don't be mad at me. That's basically what I'm saying.
That's so true. When she's there, you calling her every night?
I'm gonna call it as I would. I'm not doing nothing wrong.
Yeah. Are you checking to see if she doesn't post any stories
whatever
or any
she need to do. I'm not even worried about that. If I really love her, yeah, that's what the role you want. I just don't get caught. That's the name of the game. You better not get caught. The boogeyman gonna get you. This record gonna find out. Don't get caught.
That
do not
true.
Get caught. Because eventually you will get caught. Yeah. What person got cheated on forever?
A person who accepts it.
I mean, tell me when I say forever, a person who accepts it, but what person?
Oh, has it stays in the dark forever?
It stays
no.
in the dark forever.
And exactly. I will go on a limb and say most people who get cheated on are not completely blindsided.
It's accepted.
When I say
accepted, I mean that's what they know something going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just trying to create an illusion in your head.
Exactly. But, yeah, I would say most people who get cheated on, they're aware something's going on. Exactly. It's not. I refuse to believe this. I mean, maybe the first time you're like, whoa, but then after the first time, then you checking for everything. So
exactly.
Then. If they, like I said, guys are not good, aren't that great at cheating.
It's the hot honey.
I'm right there. They're
the
not that
honey.
Great.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
They're not that great at cheating.
That's a valid point. You're right. But I mean, if I'm in a relationship, I'm not trying to go through all that. I'm more of like the simple.
Exactly.
You know.
Like, so you wouldn't even ask, can I go on the trip with the girl?
Come on,
yeah.
Man, I'm the type of guy to look at you and I'm like, really? Why'd you even ask something like that? Can
that
you go
is
where?
True.
We leave. I'm that type of guy. Yeah. Are we going, right? I can't wait. I've never been to Greece. I'm going too.
You like it's gonna be a trip.
I guess we're going on a trip. Tell
I guess
coming.
We are going on a trip.
Chris coming. We about to have a blast. I'm gonna help him get over it too.
That is true. I had one. My boyfriend at the time's friend was called him and was like, "I have a double date at X, Y, and Z. Can you just come be my wingman because everybody else is busy?"
Yeah.
And I'm like. That's so rude, though. Why would you even ask someone that, though? Like, if you know your boy has a girlfriend, why would you even ask, like, would he come be a wingman for you on a double date?
I mean, that's a guy. That's a typical guy. Probably just, I mean...
And that's another reason why I said your boyfriend's friends aren't really your friends, because, like... That's someone I thought was one of my friends, but like clearly he was his friend more than like my friend.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying, stuff like that. But I guess you know people are always more loyal to whoever they met first. Like if they meet you through someone, they're always going to be loyal to that one person, the first person.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. So I mean, that's just something I feel like you always just have to keep in the back of your mind.
You have to. Like, that loyalty gonna remain with that person.
Yeah.
Whoever a billionaire started with, and they worked their way to the top, well, you can best believe that's who they loyalty. That if
yeah.
Whoever in that ring of fire, that's who the loyalty gonna lie with until mm-hmm. that circle crumbles.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much mean everything that went on a downslide. But whatever the root, they gonna cut everybody before they cut that circle.
Yeah.
Shit, that's like a job. Their loyalty relying to the front office first.
Definitely.
They gonna cut everything they can cut. If it's a budget cut, you can best believe the workers getting cut first before the bosses. That's
yeah.
the point I'm making.
Exactly.
Then when they get up in that circle, the company pretty much gone at that point. But you can best believe they starting from the genitals all the way down to the boom, bam, till we get to this point. And that's just the same with loyalty and friendship. That's the way I look at it. If I met you through this person, my loyalty got a lot with this person. I've been knowing this person 10 years. I met you through this person.
Yeah.
Well, for this person, I wouldn't even need you to exist. How can I not be loyal to this person?
You're right.
That's the way I look at it.
I get it. I definitely get it. So, I mean, I wasn't more upset. It's more just like, okay, you kind of know where you stand with people. And then you then move forward based off of where you stand with people. But in the end of the day, I do think guys and girls can be friends. Obviously, because you're my friend.
Yeah.
So, like... But I do think it has to be boundaries, and I really think it's situational. I think it's more fair to say like scenarios and be like, can those two people be friends? But I think hopefully in 2020 we have evolved to where gender roles are yeah, to the point where like
away. It's most definitely
yeah so where you can't be like time. You yeah. We can't over generalize like males and females
exactly
because every situation is different because what if the girl's gay then most you're okay with it
a lot
right?
of people are insecure too
mm-hmm.
so they really when most people like that it's because they're not coping all the way with themselves that's what I look at like me it's like that's you know I can't live my life worried about what another person going.
But I think that's why it's also important yeah. in any relationship in your life, whether it be like a romantic relationship, a friendship, you have to be with people that make you secure, like that don't have you acting crazy. And if it's like all guys and you're a girl, cool. If it's all girls and you're a guy, cool. Whatever.
I look at it like if you want to do all that, we shouldn't be together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this relationship is really, if the relationship right, she is certain things y'all not even asking to do or doing
yeah.
or whatever the case is, you know? So it's like...
Yeah, so yeah. I'm more... I think in the end, guys and girls, I feel like having a guy friend always gives me, like me and you will chop it up and talk about different situations. And I feel like you give me the guy's perspective and it yeah. has me, it saves me in a lot
she's
of situations.
She's trying to get all the top secrets. The high honey trying to get the secret. I promise guys, I'm not going to give her the code. I'm not going to give her the code. I promise you. I'm going to talk a little bit, but I'm not going to give her what she wants. I'm going to beat around the bush a little bit, but she's not going to get it. Not at all. I'm just playing.
But I feel like it's helped me and or helped me. And I feel like I give you girls.
Yeah.
I do. And she that's helped you.
She gave it to me, lady.
I do.
She gave it to me. Thank
and
you.
I'm very blunt about it, too. I don't think he like everything. I'm very
make
like.
Make sure you got some money. Like, the most. Can you put this in? Bing. Money. That's one strategy she gave me.
I didn't say money. I said just make sure you're not coming cheap acting.
I understand.
So it's not. I don't have to have tons of money. Have to be employed.
You say you better have a garbage bag full of money. Basically.
No, because I'd be like, what are you doing that you can't put it in the bank? See? That would be a red flag for me. So no.
Coronavirus.
So you don't have direct deposit? Again, what are you doing?
I can't make it to drop it off. Coronavirus. They won't pick it up from the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing. But yeah, I most definitely think friends, it doesn't matter. I think friends is a connection and an energy exchange. And you can be friends. I feel like I have girls who are genuinely my friends.
Yeah.
Girls who I can call and vouch for.
Yeah, no,
like
definitely.
Never tried to mess with, never tried to. There's some girls I can't say that about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just pretty much, yeah, that's how the cookie crumbles.
And we said it also depends your stage in life, your mm-hmm. age, all of that, because we all are doing...
Think about from 19 to 26 or 25. How many guys was you really trying to be besties with?
A lot.
20, this is my bestie. We gonna smoke and chill and watch Netflix together and eat popcorn. Oh, let's put a better scenario. We in college, away from home.
Yeah.
I'm from New York. She's from...
But I went to boarding school, so I've been away from home since, like, young.
But, yeah, everybody's...
So, therefore, like, living away... I've been used to living with guys... Like, I've been around... That's the thing. It's funny because going to college and seeing girls get dressed up for frat parties and all that stuff, yeah. And, like, saying, ooh, guys will only like you if they see you like this. I'm like... I used to go to boarding school. We would go down to the cap and, like... sweatpants, pajamas, and eat like breakfast. Like, guys have seen, because you live with these people.
True.
At 15, where you are going through crazy face stuff, so like all type of things. You're like 50 pounds heavier, and then you drop it all. Like, it's a bunch of changes for girls. So I feel like, honestly, that exposure to girls actually makes guys be better friends to girls, like guys who have had that exposure. Even you've had a little sister and you've like, so you've been around women and like
exactly,
all of that. So that's probably helped you. They say guys with sisters know how to treat guys or treat women. And that's how they're able to be good friends.
I don't know nothing about that.
But I'm saying that's probably why also you're able to have just a regular friendship. It's because you have
Yeah, I grew up around a lot of women too.
Yeah.
My mom had like a lot of sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of sisters. and I only have a sister.
Yeah.
So like growing up, like her, it'd be more so her friend girls over, and so I always been just the guy just around a bunch of women. With and your, when I say like a bunch of women, mean yeah. like I see, you know, like okay.
Yeah.
So I guess that could kind of help.
Yeah, because you're used to being around like girls, so you've seen them in different lights. You haven't just seen women that you find. You've spent time with women other than women you find attractive. Which a lot of guys have not spent time with women unless they find them attractive.
That's true.
Which is why...
I never really looked at it from that standpoint either. That's so true.
Yeah. Which is why it ends up like a lot of your guy friends hit on you, because their initial reason to talk to you is because they thought you were pretty.
Yeah, they don't know how to act.
Yeah. But I feel like... I feel like girls, though, will talk to guys...
They still a cub. But once you become a lion...
then you know how
to sit back. Like, you know, on Lion King, how Mufasa used to sit back. All the other lions out there acting crazy. Mufasa sit back, they come with a little wisdom. He just sit back.
Yeah.
And just chill. You learn just life. Like, ah, oh, man, it's not, you know.
As serious. No, definitely. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. But I think that's if so. If guys want to, girls, more female friends, or want to improve that, they need to start being talking to people that they don't find attractive.
True.
Because I feel like girls, we do that all the time.
Yeah. And I feel like some girls really do have that intention too. Like, it's girls who really be like, you cool, I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
And like, really mean that.
Yeah.
And it be the guy pressing.
I know. They'll be like,
on
what?
The gas. The hound.
Well, because them. Some guys take
the hound in them. Just won't let them get... Like, he just keep trying and trying. So, I mean, I can see where it comes from.
Well, like, I feel like some guys take offense that you just want to be their friend.
Friend, yeah. Like, what you mean? You
like, because isn't friend zone? But exactly. Isn't, like, friend zone, like, a bad thing to say? Like, oh, man,
and
you got friend zone?
I understand. The friend zone is not that bad. that's my message.
PSA. PSA.
The friend zone is not bad at all. The friend zone is where you want to be.
Highly recommend.
Friend zone.
5 stars.
Friend zone. Like a true friend. Yeah.
Nice.
They help you out, tell you what you need to hear. You could be dealing with a whole relationship that, because if you got a true woman, she's going to give you the true perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not going to think like a woman. If you're a true dude, I don't care how hard you try.
I know that.
Think your mind explode.
Same with
boom.
Same with girls. Like, girls that, especially girls, and I feel like the women who feel like they got it and that they think like men, those are the ones that end up getting heartbroken because they come in situations like...
I like a tough woman. I like tough.
Why? It's like a puzzle to crack?
Yeah, I don't like just yes.
Don't be a
yes. Yes. Everything's a yes.
Oh, no.
Listen, I start saying no for you. No.
That's why I like to argue. He knows I don't say yes about anything.
So, I mean, the world is changing too. I mean, especially the younger generation and all this stuff. For it, like, it's just getting like, it's almost, we living in a world where almost anything go. So people have to take that into consideration too. We weren't like that a while back. So, I mean, it's crazy. You got to take all of that into consideration too.
Yeah, I know. I definitely agree that we're definitely more free. So, I guess you're gonna see more like platonic relationships. I feel like, honestly, you should marry your friend versus someone that you're like crazy attracted to, deeply in love with. Because I know, I'm serious. Because passion and all that stuff makes you do dumb stuff. But your friend is your friend. That's always gonna be, they're always gonna be there for you. So
I disagree.
What? I do. I feel like you should, like, you should have girl because
you
should
friend
marry.
Right there. Friend. I feel like when people start putting labels and all that, that's when stuff start going left, really.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
unless you truly in a committed marriage, because some people do get married and it lasts forever. Then you got some people get married for 20
isn't
years.
Isn't it like, what is the percentage though?
I don't know, but I know some people go 10 to 15 years to get a divorce. Some people go for 3-4 years. I know some people was married for like 20 years and find they didn't want to be together no more. So, I mean, some marriages don't last forever.
I know, exactly, but friendships do.
That's why.
So, if you stop like getting in all the like...
That's cool. Just don't even get involved. Like, just...
Well, I'm saying if you want to be married, because
some
people
really
want to be married.
It's all about how people was raised, traditions. all that type of stuff. It's so much to take into factors when you start talking. You got some people, all they know is been taught and go find your wife or your dreams. I know that's what my family would say. Go find your Pocahontas and marry and have a family. That's the story of a lifetime.
Pocahontas?
I'm just using that as an example. That don't mean it always play out like this.
Yeah.
So a lot of people going off tradition. A lot of women are going off tradition.
I'll say that.
There's some women wish they could go to Onyx and shake. I know some. They wish they could get up on that pole. They know that tradition. It's the way they was raised. They family. You get what I'm saying?
So as their friend, are you then going to, like, what do you tell them?
Follow your heart. If it's in you, let it out. And when I say that, don't live your life based off what somebody else saying. That's basically what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I got the high honeys.
Exactly.
That's the high honeys. They do that sometimes. It frees you.
So, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, I mean, I'm going to tell a person to do what makes them happy. Because tradition sometimes is what keep people in that bubble, too. I know some people who married and with each other just because they feel like that's what's right to do. We supposed to be married.
I think, at the end of the day, guys and girls can be friends. They can, but situations have to be right. But see, Ruffy, we're going to prove them all wrong because we're going to be
friends, like, forever.
Friends forever. BFF.
I have some friends for 20 years. Female friends. 20 years.
Well, you're in the sandbox.
But most guys...
Those are like siblings.
Most guys not like me. Most guys not going to have that
self-control. See, he's different.
I'm just saying that most guys not going to... It all boils down to self-control. Cause you still a dude at the end of the day, so just cause you friends with a girl, you might have a crazy thought, but you still should be able to control yourself.
Yeah, self control.
And respect her enough, like, man, that's my friend.
And you know, start talking to people that you don't find attractive. Like, you don't just have to, like, hang out with people that you want to hook up with.
I find another person attractive. That's just an excuse.
True.
That's an excuse. It's a good excuse, but it's still just an excuse.
Well, in the end of the day, I feel like people are going to do what they want to do. They can be friends whoever they want to be friends with. I feel like we're at the stage in life where guys and girls can be friends, right?
I most definitely feel like guys, especially guys, they need to stop, like, if you meet a girl, just, you know, try to be their friend if that's what they want to be and see where it goes toward, like, because you can experience new things, stuff you weren't even interested in. You learn stuff from different people.
True.
When your friends call you to go different places, it's a different vibe from the same old shit that you used to over and over again. So I look at it from different perspectives. Shit, that shit could benefit me. It could be a girl that you want to take out, and you take her somewhere that you learn from your friend. So it almost, like...
Yes, but...
Most guys should stop thinking, you know, it could work in your favor.
But why do we have to convince them? Like... They should just know.
But some guys not thinking about that. Some they not thinking that deep. All they see is the outer. Attack mode. Attack time. We'll discuss all that later. Let's get to the little boy. That's that secure, I guess, dominance. But you also have to take a man as a dominant being. So he always want to, like, not conquer, but that's in our gene. You get what I'm saying? We men at the end of the day. We play basketball. You really don't think we trying to win? I don't care if you 60. It's some type of competitive thing. I'm still trying to make that layup. I don't want to be the one that missed. That's all the part of being a man. So I feel like that's why guys hit on the girls too. And that's why y'all run into that a lot too. Because a lot of guys is like, I know I can give them. Why? You get what I'm saying? I mean, that's just true. His dominance as a man.
Well, you have to keep that in check.
But you
got
to be able to control that. And a lot of guys can't. That's tough to do too.
Well, I recommend everyone get you a guy bestie.
Yeah.
Get you a C Ruffy.
It's your Ruffy.
So, yes, a C Ruffy you can go hang out with, eat tons of food, and you don't have to worry about, like, looking cute. He tells you, like, when stuff looks good and
when
not.
You look good, honest. You ugly, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, he does.
Like, I'll see you walking down the street, I wouldn't say not that. Not today. You know, that's what you need. Most people missing, you know.
Yeah, that's my thing.
And you looking great, hey bud. Friend, you looking great. And that's what a lot of people missing. I mean, because most people just, like you said, most people hang around people, they got a motive. I'm acting like I'm a friend, or I'm gonna do this.
Exactly. You know? Don't got time for that. We want, like, the true BFF for F.
Exactly.
Wait, BFF. BFF.
BFF, yeah.
For F? It's not BF. It's for L. BFF for life.
For life.
For life.
Life.
All right. Well, I hope you guys had a great elevated conversation because you should be drinking and smoking along with us. But if you like, hit the like and subscribe button in the corner. Check out Chris's Instagram page.
See, rough. I know you.
Make sure you follow Hi Hi Honeys and tune in. I'm going to have Chris on next time too. And we're going to have we'll figure out what we're going to talk about. We're more on the fly, but it's going to be good.
Hi Honeys. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Miss Faith. And I support Hi Honeys and I know, hey, it speaks for itself, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Faith. We're here for Hi Hi Honeys again, and I'm here with my friend, Chris.
What's up, everybody? It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me, Faith. Hi Hi Honeys, year round two.
So, everyone, grab a cup, grab something to on, and let's have some conversation. So, you know, we're about to shut back down again for COVID, right?
True.
So, every time it shuts down, money's tight, everyone's bored at the house doing all this stuff. And so, last time with COVID, with the shutdown happened, what happened? Like, everyone did what? Got it? OnlyFans. So, like, now that it's now, I feel like it's acceptable now and everyone has it, that's now our next shutdown, everyone's gonna have one. Then no one's gonna make money because everyone has one.
Exactly. But I think people, the COVID-19, it bought more so everybody felt like, even though they was on lockdown, it still brought a sense of freedom.
Yeah, because people
they were taken away from their jobs. So they got away from their regular 9-to-5 life. Oh, I gotta go in here and I got boss man telling me this and I got boss lady telling me that. Now I'm at home all day. So Chris can move the way Chris want to move. I'm not Chris no more.
Yeah.
I'm Chris, but I'm more so can be Cruff, C. Ruff, or whatever they want to call me. I can go more into that person. So I feel like
that's going to bring out your OnlyFans.
More people start bringing out their OnlyFans.
I mean,
because they had time to really. I'm at home. They felt almost like they didn't work for anybody almost anymore.
Well, some of them don't anymore because they lost their real job doing OnlyFans. Like there was teacher, some girl was a mechanic and she lost her job. Because of getting an OnlyFans. So that's, you got your freedom out. So now I guess you have money from here, but is it enough money to replace that 9-to-5?
Well, and to the lady who broke it, who had a million, I think she made a million in 24 hours.
Bella Thorne?
Before Bella Thorne broke the record. I think they was being successful. I mean, therefore, like, they was making money. I mean, from anywhere from $10,000 to $14,000 a month. I know some people who had started making up to like $20,000 a month off of this OnlyFans before they put that actual cap on it and started doing that type of stuff.
So I looked it up, and she apologizes for, okay. So the tweet says, she said, what did she say? I am your mainstream face, and when you have a voice, your platform, you try to use your helping of others to advocate for something bigger than yourself. Again, in this process, I hurt you, and I'm truly sorry. I'm meeting with OnlyFans about the new restrictions to find out why. This is fucked up. I'm sorry. Comment any ideas, concerns you want brought up. Of course, send me your links and pics, and I'll promote you guys. Oh, and she said that she did it to remove the stigma behind sex and sex work and any negativity. But what she did was mess up their money.
Yeah, she messed up everybody's money.
And so, she said she's going to meet with them. But I feel like, shouldn't they be staying in their lanes? Like, sex workers, strippers, whatever in that industry, that's what they do. That's how they're paying bills.
I look at it this. When you get on social media, I tell it the 10-second challenge.
What's the 10-second challenge?
Everybody, if we had 100 people in here right now, we all pull out our cell phone. And you count to 10. When you get on social media and scroll. You're going to see something. And when I say something, you're going to see, excuse my language, you're going to see ads.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
And it don't matter where you're from. It don't matter what your different influences are. We can all be in a group of room and all of us not know each other, but we all have an Instagram with a total different following.
But just because you'll wear a little bikini pic does not mean you're equipped to be a sex worker.
But most of them, that's what the world has turned to. That's really what the word sex is really what's selling right now. You can even just take it as deep as the White House, even the First Lady. Even the First Lady
Melania,
right now.
In my mind, she's not even.
But so I'm just saying, you have to look at how open, that just put in perspective how open the world is now. Who would have thought the First Lady would be.
Have like Playboy pics.
Playboy pics out. So I'm just saying, that's showing you that, like, okay, it's freedom. I can do this. So a lot of people already had this in them. This is what they wanted to do. They just really didn't have the platform.
So what lets some girl who makes money off Instagram, so she poses pictures pretty much, like she might pose pictures with her just covering up.
Yeah.
Why is she more accepted than a OnlyFans worker or like strippers or even call girl, like anything?
I look at it, if you're going to show it, you might as well make something.
But I'm saying they're both making money, but it's more acceptable for her to do it on Instagram than just a site because it says OnlyFans.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's why I say people are putting it, trying to put it in a different shell because money is being made. Yeah. But I feel like everybody who deep down inside, they really wish they could, they just won't. Because a lot of people won't do it because of certain reasons. You got some people who, even me, I thought about it, but I got so much other stuff going on that it's like, that might not be the move, Chris.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, me
because you have your moral, like,
yeah, you got so many people coming from moral standpoint, tradition, what their parents gonna think, what the job gonna think. And when I say job, that don't necessarily mean 9 to 5. Whatever your job is, your job, you get. So, I mean, it's so much going into that. Then you got some people out here just who got the F it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like to be to a certain point where that's where you're good, like, okay, this is going to be my job and that's how you make money. I feel like only certain people are built that way because you have to be bulletproof. Like, one, you get yourself in weird situations.
True.
Think about it. People who are willing to spend that much on someone they don't know just for some videos and stuff, that's some... No offense if that's your thing, but that's you have some interesting.
But believe it or not, people not going to admit to
it,
and people not going to say it. But like, it's a lot of that going on. It's a lot of people who sit at home or
and spend that type of money on videos.
No, it's just more so like, especially from a guy standpoint, a guy might say, "Oh, I see that girl attractive, but this, wow, she got OnlyFans. Now I can pay this $20 and really see what I've been wanting to see." That's the whole reason half of them following with the girl anyway. They strolling through her Instagram to see, ooh, wait, did you see that picture she posted? Oh my God, did you see them Fashion Nova jeans? Now she got a link in her bio. She wants $6. Six clucks.
So, but if you can see it free on Instagram, then why would even go
but
to
they
them?
Pay that hoping to see more. So it's almost sending a sense of like, ooh, what do I got? What is hidden behind that door over there? Oh my God. For whatever the price is, I can hit this button and I see this person got 32 videos or this person got 10 videos. This is a person I've been following and I already think she's very attractive. Now I see this link in the bio. Somebody I already been following for a year. See her in these nice clothes. You clearly can see she got a nice body. She posts her little bikini pic. Now she got this link. $29.99 a month. Because it tell you how many videos she posts. It tell you how many pictures she got up there. It tell you how many people that subscribe. You just can't see the content.
But wouldn't you just rather have a girl in person for free?
A man not going to admit it, but a man who, especially somebody who just got it to throw away. Oh, what's $10? You get what I'm saying? You have to get it. It's a lot of people out here think like that. Man, what's $20? Let's see what she got on there. You get what I'm saying? You got people out here who literally treat money like that. that disposable, right? Yeah. Who's watching? If you come in below.
That's true.
So it's like, okay, I see she got this amount of content out there. Oh man, she only want $9? Let me throw that on her. And then sometimes they get exactly what they're looking for.
I feel like that's same people who pay for porn, which I think that's like a weird thing to pay for.
No, I think I would disagree.
Pornhub, RedTube, like all these. I'm like, you can get porn for free. This
Instagram, I would say, is more personal. Because Instagram, these are some people that people actually know. When somebody's on a porn site, you're actually looking at their actors. Period.
So, but some people are willing to pay for porn, and I think that's weird.
But I mean, that's because they want to see probably more of what they can't see if they didn't subscribe. But when you start talking OnlyFans, you are seeing more like on a personal level, like, wow, this girl, you know, I went to high school with her, man. You know, she got the OnlyFans link up now. Oh, hey, you know, old girl, this person right here, man, you know, they got an OnlyFans now. So it's more so of people you've been knowing, people you follow, people you've been seeing over and over again, like more so like in a regular society. Some of these people are just Instagram famous or whatever you want to call it.
I would say that I think they make their most money from like the private DMs, like the special requests, like doing whatever.
That's what they're doing, whatever.
But then, okay, so you have an OnlyFans, and to really make money, you have to do people's sickest, weirdest, twisted like desires.
Yeah.
Are you built for that? Like,
am I built for this?
Yeah. Like the weirdest, like you. I mean, and you just do it. I mean,
you don't have to do that. I feel like if you had all.
You don't have to. I'm saying to get money or to get a lot of money.
That's the thing with that person. That's what the people don't know. You never know what's being negotiated behind that closed door. That person might say, I want this special video. They laughing at that girl for doing whatever she's doing on there.
I'm not laughing. I'm not saying
not laughing. But like, some people are like, oh my God, why is she doing that? But you don't know what? Let's create a name. Old man Harry.
Yeah.
Who own all that oil in South Texas. You don't know. Ooh-wee. That old such and such there. I want her to make something special for me. Because they don't have no tip limit. They got a subscription limit. I can tip all day. How many tips? Little something for you. So I'm just saying, it's all about how you have to look at how many avenues. People just looking at that link.
Well, they like to talk about morals. Like,
yeah,
I saw some tweet, some model girl. She said that she knows someone who makes X amount of money on OnlyFans, and they're like, oh, but the moral, like, I can't because the morals. And then someone clapped back at her and pretty much was just like, you're saying sex workers don't have morals, and that's fucked up. Just because someone's job choice doesn't mean if they're moral or not.
That's true. Morals can go into a long way. You know how many people got some sick jobs that's just outside OnlyFans that's totally unmoral, but the shit got to get done. That's just the way the world works. Sex is an industry.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's my point. That's why I don't think celebrities should do it, because I'm like, y'all aren't staying your lane. Y'all are already making X amount of money doing this. Why do you have to go take over theirs? That's like, if some celebrities...
Because people can talk about OnlyFans, but let's say they take that sex industry away. Let's say wipe it off the planet.
Like abolish sex?
Like right now, abolish it.
It's gone.
Anything you do sexually, jail. Watch porn, anything. It's about to be, that house about to be packed. You better make some space.
Could you imagine world if
so we can talk all we want. And if anybody disagrees, don't you agree? You want to see that comment, right? Take sex off the planet right now. Just abolish it all. No more OnlyFans, no more porn.
First of all,
anything you type in dealing with anything erotic, wipe it away. The world is about to go
crazy. First of all, it would probably be overpopulated because no one would take birth control, because they would think that, like, it would probably be illegal because you shouldn't be having sex anyways.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, people are going to do that. There'll be no con. And plus, like, ew.
So, OnlyFans, people can say what they want, but if you choose that industry, and I feel like if that's what you want to do, but I feel like if you do that, you should know what come with it. If you bold enough to make that, and you want to make, and it's all about what you're posting on there, because some people's levels of content are different.
But I'm saying, you can't say if she put, like, what do you mean, know what comes with it? Like, what do you mean?
She know what type of, he or she know what type of family they come from. He or she know who watching they page. He or she know who could possibly see
me. Yeah.
You know how you was So everybody's situation is different. You got some people who just raise themselves and just all they know is hustle, hustle, hustle. Like, wow, I'm already a dancer, or I already do this, or I already like showing my body. Some people just like comfortable with their body. Some people like sex. Some people, it's just, so I feel like OnlyFans just open a way, but like, hey, all this stuff y'all want to do in six or whatever you want to call it, good or bad, I'm going to get you a way to get some money off.
Yeah.
And we're going to partner basically with Instagram or however you want to do it, and we're going to make it as simple as just putting a link in your bio. It's almost genius-like.
Yeah. I would say it's probably safer than doing anything in person as well, because stalkers, like...
Yeah.
Just crazy people.
And when the world go back into this lockdown, because the coronavirus probably will make it go back into the lockdown, all those people who's really on there, I feel like they stock gonna go back up. Because when people at home, that's when they making the most money. That's people true. On the Instagram, whether we like it or not. From the most business person in the world all the way down to the person who just have a phone.
Well, and plus people will be lonely because they're not gonna be around people. Mm-hmm. And that's why people fall in love with people on the internet. They fall in love with personas. Because so if you have a subscribe to someone that you can tell them anything and they do whatever you want, I guarantee a lot of guys fall in love with whoever they subscribe to on like OnlyFans and platforms like that, where you can do personal messages. Exactly.
Like I said, you got guys out here who's been looking at girls, and like even vice versa. You got girls out here who see that attractive male that they like, oh man, he got an OnlyFans. There's women out here paying all day, hoping and wishing, and they got whatever they willing to pay that every month.
Because a lot of people are in like sexless relationships.
That's
why they're like anything they're fiending over.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it comes down to what you're willing to pay for. Like, there's just too much like stuff like porn. If I can access free porn, why am I paying for porn? Like, I don't need.
But they looking at it more so, can you, the person on Instagram probably not on Pornhub. Or the person is not on this sexual site or whatever.
But what stops? Can you screen? You can screen record and all that on that.
I mean, you can screen record anything.
Yeah.
Get somebody else's phone, and I guess if you wanted to do that. But at the end of the day, it's so many. Like I said, I feel like people looking at it more on a personal level, more so it's like, wow, because you never know who's going to have one.
Yeah,
at any given moment, I feel like it can change. Like, hey, tomorrow you might look at somebody bio and you're like, wow, they got that only fans? I never would have knew that. Then you stroll next to this person, they might not. Then you're like, wow. So, at any given moment.
And OnlyFans, to their defense, is not exclusively just for what you think of when you think OnlyFans. Yeah. So, they could be doing some.
I tell people you kind of can't compare the two, because you're not strolling on Pornhub all day. You strolling on Instagram some part of the day. Even if you're at work, no matter what you're doing, no matter we want to admit it or not, from the hardest job all the way down. Shit, I watched NASA the other day before they was taking off to the moon. They had their phones right up until they strapped the suit on.
Well, no, because everyone has Instagram. Like, they make it for the dogs, grandma, celebrities, anyone.
That's why I would feel like it would be different, and how people would be on there and want to be on there, vice versa, to like, hey, because it's like you already own social media all day.
Yeah.
And now you have this link in the bio. Because a lot of people are on Instagram, whether you're on there for a few seconds or whether you're on there for a few minutes, people getting on there and just looking something. So, I mean, it really is easier access, I would say, for those people.
But OnlyFans, do they take mainly like personal videos? Is it personal pictures? Like,
OnlyFans take whatever you upload, whatever you feel like a fan would want to see. I think people think OnlyFans for sexual content only. No, it's for whatever content.
Yeah, no, like. Definitely. Everyone talks about it. It's like now everyone has their thoughts that they want to be. Beyonce mentioned OnlyFans in the song, so it's me.
OnlyFans is pretty much whatever you want. That's just what people really want to do. It's like, hey man, if I can, I know people want to see it. And the only people doing it because they know sex sells, point blank.
Yeah, and they're like, why not? I do agree with you on the whole, people do it on Instagram anyways. Like, yeah. I've seen people that I would never in my wildest dreams guess that they would have a half-naked picture on Instagram. When you meet them, they're so just... You just would never think that.
Instagram is that sense of security they feel.
Yeah, and I went, I'm like, oh, wow.
I really want to be without somebody actually being there to see me in person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the reason why now, if you go anywhere, how many dates can you go without posting on Instagram?
Well, me, since I'm in the entertainment field and I do acting and stuff, I try to post actively because I feel like that's a part of my job.
So, but if you weren't, how many days do you think you could... go without being on Instagram? Do you think you would need to be on it daily or no?
Me, I probably would get on it daily because I look at other stuff too. I like to get on CNN and look at sports. I like to, it's good if you want to catch up too. If you've been working all day or you want to see some highlights, I'll get on there and might hit sports.
So center. It becomes like a habit.
I mean, it can't be informational. It's all what you make it. Right now, if I want to look at an animal, if I want to learn about NASA and see about anything I want, Instagram got a page for it.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm more just saying, like, Instagram's successful because it makes it pretty much be a habit to people. They're kind of,
It put me
to... So for OnlyFans, the way you have to kind of almost get people addicted to you, that they have to tune in, they have to get new content, they have to get all
and
that.
You got people out here who are like, wow.
So to do that, you have to make them feel...
happy.
And, yeah. So that requires a lot of... You have to become their dream girl, and they have to feel like they're on that level for you.
But they have to pay first before they see anything. So that person automatically wins. They get an initial payment. No matter how hard you dream, you got to swipe them numbers first, those 16 digits. I need them first before we get this dream started.
But you have to target, because I'm sure they're not just subscribing to one page at first. I'm sure like it's kind of like stroll like, oh... Like me when I'm online shopping. Here's one. Oh, that's cute. That.
Yeah, you probably got people out here with budgets. This is my OnlyFans budget this month.
Exactly. Just like you have a shopping.
I got 500 put aside for OnlyFans this month. I'm going to subscribe to 16 pages. I'm going to look
at I would feel so, I don't know. If you were married though, whenever you went over the budget
think
with
about
your
that.
Wife.
You got some married like, man who.
That's tell their wife, that's my porn budget.
That's his play budget. That's his play budget.
She would probably be cool with it. Because she's probably like, that's what I'm saying. She's probably like,
that's cool.
It's on the video. He's in the house.
He's
cool.
In the house, long night.
But still, I would... 500. Then I need $1,000 to play money.
Those $29.99 a month add up. But the thing is that has to go every month. So I think that becomes addictive because you have to look at it.
Is there a month minimum?
You know
like
how many people,
6 months? To do that?
Yeah. Sorry for cutting you off. You know how many people who have OnlyFans and the first month did good? And they like, man, I wasn't in it for this long. But woo, if I could clear another month making this much, and then I just keep rolling over, then it almost becomes a habit. Like you said, almost.
Well,
like,
it becomes your job. If you're making more doing some videos versus having to go into work all the time.
So you make OnlyFans. This month right here, you start out, you make $3,500. Next month, you turn that $3,500 into $5,500. In 3 months, you up to $7,000 a month, consistently. You gonna stop it?
I mean, how many people are making that amount of money, though, that's doing it?
The people who are putting out the content.
But is that how, like, what's the chance of someone when they started OnlyFans of them becoming, making $60,000 a year?
I mean, that's... I feel like that's very reasonable on there if they putting out the right content.
60K.
Because you have to look at some people think they have like 1,000 subscribers. Mm. At $30 a month.
But what's the cut OnlyFans gets?
I mean, your cut is still a lot. Yeah. I mean, they're not taking it, but yeah, I mean, on the fans take 20, you still keep it 80.
I'm saying, but I'm
80% of you make $19,000 this month, and you get to keep 80% of that. How much you walk away with?
That's
a pretty good cut. You killing $60,000 in a year, smashing it, stepping on it.
But I'm saying that I feel like OnlyFans, they
and that's on a low scale. That, though. Now let's say a guy got 500,000 followers.
Yeah.
And let's say he charging $10 a month. Yeah. That's not including the tips. He got 3,000 subscribers, and that's just at $10 a month. That means that subscribe, that's for sure money. That's coming every month. Now that don't have nothing to do with his tip. Some people tipping 100, some people tipping 20s.
Yeah.
Some people doing, you don't know what he got going on personally or she got going on personally. Private video, 500, you never know what they doing. All that extra. It adds up.
Yeah, I'm just saying OnlyFans, I don't think, they're probably taking a higher percentage because it's just too easy for everyone to do it.
So. That's why I said 20%. 20% is a high percentage. That's a high percentage. 20% is a pretty high percentage. If you're doing a deal.
But like YouTube and stuff takes higher, like way, way higher than that. So I would think OnlyFans would be at least 60-40 or something.
60-40? Nah.
Because I don't know. It's too easy for everyone to do. So.
Even if they took 50% and you making $10,000 a month and they letting you keep 5 and it's steady growing.
Yeah.
They making that 5 at the house.
You have to, hustle though.
But they making 5 on their phone, like this, literally. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do Sunday. I'm going to do all this content. I'm going to do enough content for the whole week. So I'm going to chill in my house and then do what I enjoy to do. Get in front of this camera and look good. If I get some special requests, if it's paying enough, I'll do that. So they probably thinking on that level. And now I got me enough videos and I'm going to promote all week. Damn. Some weeks they have stuff. So, because most people I've talked to, they make around the same amount of money.
But like, they have to do a lot on their personal. They have a lot of followers on their personal Instagrams and stuff, right?
Some people.
Yeah.
Some people don't have a lot of followers.
So how do they get people to subscribe to them? Like just off of the first picture?
When I stroll through my page, I just see people have like something on their story or something on their Instagram.
Oh, like a teaser.
Yeah, like maybe a girl will be in a bikini or something and say, hey, if you want to see more of this, link in bio.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd be shocked how many people go over there and hit that bio. Boom.
Yeah.
Because see, a lot of those people get you. You might go on there, because I've clicked, I'll be honest, I've clicked just to see how much somebody's stuff would cost. And you'd be like, oh, wow, $3.
Yeah.
So you got to think about how many people, because I'm not about to sit there and put my credit card and do all that. Lazy.
But now with Apple Pay, you might be able to be like.
I'm like, and if I was to do it, I wouldn't use my bank account. It most definitely would be with the Cash App card. I'm just being honest. We're going to change it. So I'm just being, I'm not. But think about how many guys, if you had 40,000 or from 40 to 100,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
how many innocent, lonely guys, whether they are gay, straight, or whether it's male or female or whoever into you, how many people gonna hit that button for those $3? You gonna get some people.
Yeah, for $3. I mean, just out of curiosity. You gonna get
out of curiosity, I can promise you, with that amount of people, a couple thousand gonna hit that button. I promise you, look at that ratio. At $3.
Yeah. No, so you do, but it has to be... For me, it has to be worth it for you not to be able to care. Because people are losing their job because...
And that's what I'm trying to tell people. If people are willing to lose their job over it, you don't think they make an income?
That's... Because...
If I'm willing to put my whole career that I went to college on the line, and I'm just using this as an example.
Yeah.
You know the income has to be good and fast. For these people to have, because some of these people who are losing their jobs are good career jobs.
Yeah, and I'm more like, I hope the long term is, because you could be hot now, you get a car accident, F up your whole face and like.
Now that's the problem. The people who doing it, they should have like a backup plan, because that well is going to run dry, for sure. Yeah.
Or they might be tired of you. You might get tired of it, you know. Like I said, I don't think it's for a weak-minded person. Like, you have to be really
strong-minded with yourself.
You have to be really aware of yourself. I don't think a weak-minded person would do it.
But I'm most definitely not against it. I'm not throwing salt on it. I'm not bashing anybody who have one. I say to each his own and do whatever makes you happy.
No, like I said, sex is an industry. I think all jobs, in the end of the day, if you work in the sex industry, you work in the sex industry. Yeah. So I don't think you should be able to look down at some girls because they have an OnlyFans, but you do X, Y, and Z. It's still... So I don't like the stigma behind it.
Well, I don't take away from no career that Uncle Sam take taxes from.
Exactly.
So...
Oh, you have, so you can't be paid cash? Then you take
away no taxes. OnlyFans taking away, they take away, you have to pay taxes.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So, I mean, hey, a doctor, teacher, lawyer.
That's the same thing.
Same thing, you gotta
pay
taxes.
You pay the same taxes.
So, I mean,
they might be paying
whatever job you wanna do, whatever makes you happy.
Would you date a girl with an OnlyFans?
I mean, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
Who? Maybe. Oh, that's that rapper. He said on his Twitter, he was like, women who have an OnlyFans will never find a true king who genuinely likes or loves you. You are automatically disqualified. A queen carries herself as such at all times, already moving the way before she met her king. Act like a peasant for the public and kings will treat you that way. And then he goes, guy, hey mom, I want to introduce you to my girlfriend. Hey sweetheart, what does she do for a living? I upload explicit pics of my body to strangers on the internet. No king wants this for his wife, his daughter, or his mother. You'll never get taken seriously by a man. So he's basically saying, like, if a girl has an OnlyFans, then no one would date her, no one would do anything. Like, no good man or decent guy would date a girl with an OnlyFans.
I don't know, that's just his perspective.
But I'm saying, do you think girls should accept that guys would feel some type of way about, would you care if your girls did an OnlyFans? Really? Would you date a girl who OnlyFans?
Would I date a girl who had OnlyFans?
Yeah. You would?
Yes.
Would there be rules to that?
No, I mean, no rules. That's what makes you happy.
That would make you happy? But you'd be cool with that?
As long as she treat me happy.
Okay. I mean, but if you when you introduce to your mom, and would you tell her, hey, you're gonna have to say you do, like, let's say you're
all it. Well, my mama shouldn't be asking those type of questions.
Your mom can't ask you what your girlfriend does?
She's an entrepreneur.
So, I know. That's, you could say that. I'd be like,
she works in the sex industry, mom.
She's a model. Oh, you would say she
works in the entertainment industry.
You wouldn't say straight out, like, oh, she has an OnlyFans. Or no, what did he say? I upload explicit pics of my body to strangers on the internet. That's what he called the job. Like, no. I mean, but she would probably, if y'all go on a family vacation for a week, she'd probably be doing OnlyFans from the vacation.
From the vacation.
Would you be cool? Would you go on there with her? Like, who? Erica, Minna, and Safari have, like, a couple's one, don't they?
I would tell her to block all my family.
Oh, so she would have to block all your family?
Block everybody.
Would you do a couple's OnlyFans, though, with you and her together for OnlyFans?
I mean, if I wanted to tap into my wild side.
I mean... I mean...
No, I'm just playing. I most definitely wouldn't get involved with this.
I feel like you would probably make more money as a couple than...
You probably would, but I wouldn't get into all that. I mean, according to all kind of pictures we're posting, OnlyFans don't necessarily have to mean the worst.
That's true.
You could just get on there and wear costumes or something. Just couples this. I mean, you never know. It's coming on the content what we thought out. If it's thought out and it makes sense, I would do it. If it's just something just anything and just something just totally disgusting and something just it's a no. So, I mean, it's all about whatever content that me and her discuss.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it because I would never want to date or work with someone.
Yeah, some people have OnlyFans and all you go in there is just a feet. Just a foot. Sorry about that.
That's like a foot fetish. Yeah.
That's foot.
But I'm saying I wouldn't want to do an OnlyFans with my like boyfriend because I wouldn't want to work. That means you would have to then be seen to the world as a couple.
Couple's feet.
What if you don't want to take a picture with his foot that day?
That's fine. Just have some in the
some in the camera. Take a lot on a good day.
Y'all post just different pictures of your you guys' feet together.
I guess. And then what if you break up? Then you have to find a whole nother foot.
Delete the page.
Delete all that money? You just said you making like X amount of money. You gonna get rid of the money? We gonna fight over that OnlyFans account.
If the money that good, you guys will come together and see a couple times a week. Y'all can put y'all feet next to each other. That's not gonna hurt you. Y'all have been through worse. Bring your feet over.
Be like, here's the time. Just like clocking into work. Like,
these pages, my new girlfriend understands. We all know what this is about.
You tell your new girlfriend like.
Splitting it right down the middle. Like, you got two, I have two. We good. You ever lose a foot first.
That's what are you gonna tell your new girlfriend? Be like, I run a OnlyFans foot page with my
ex-girlfriend. Got extremely successful. We make X amount of dollars together every month off of this. And we wanna keep it going and you can be there when we take these pictures, but this page is going.
Be like,
this page not stop.
I mean,
the show must go on.
And be like, we're still taking these pictures.
You taking these pictures and we're I want you there. So you can see that's all it is.
What if she wants to get in on the feet?
I guess we don't have extra too.
See, you like they're gonna stay together? I mean, I guess, but the couple's only fan though. I feel like people would actually be really into that because people really love couples. Like they love relationship goals.
Exactly.
So I could see people being like, oh.
I think, yep, I agree, because even when you look at, I know this might be a little off topic, YouTube. Mm-hmm. The couples who do YouTube, they're really successful.
Exactly.
They're really successful.
So that's what I'm saying. Your YouTube subscribers would watch OnlyFans because, like you said, it's not just sex work.
Yeah.
Some it could be behind the scenes exclusive footage.
Yeah, it could be a couple's massage. A wife who just give her husband a massage.
Yeah.
You know how many people would pay to see that?
Yeah.
If she was just in a bikini and he in his swimming trunks, but for a say. And they just an attractive couple. And
massaging.
And they just massaging each other or something. You know how many people would just different content.
Yeah,
if it
I
made
get
sense.
That.
And I'm just throwing that out there. It could be something more, a better thought out. But I'm just saying, think about, like, from that. Yeah.
No, I definitely get that.
It's just some people just get on there and do the most.
So I think the big thing to get subscribers and get people to fuck with you is you have to make them feel like personalized.
Yeah.
Like they can't think, they in their mind, I don't think half, like when you see the video, you're not thinking 3 million people are watching that. You're like thinking that.
This is me.
Yeah.
This is my moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you still have, there's some manipulation that has to happen to make me work.
Yeah, probably. I never got, you know, that deep
in it.
But yeah, in it, but most definitely I can imagine. I can only imagine.
I mean, so would you do an OnlyFans?
Maybe. Who knows?
In the next, I don't know. Are you gonna drop one?
Who knows? I wouldn't show nothing.
You would just a little tease, little smile.
Maybe just a little smile.
Well, hey.
Hey. Hey.
I mean, you could probably be an ideal candidate for that because you have like X amount of Instagram followers. So if you started one, you could probably get like some of them to come through.
I don't know. They feel like the people want that.
You don't think they want an OnlyFans?
And they will after watching this episode. They might comment below. We gonna see. I don't know.
Comment below. Comment below if you want Chris to have an OnlyFans.
I'm more like the people's person.
So if the people want it, he's gonna do it.
I'm like the people's champ. What the people say?
So you gonna if he's
if we maybe have 1,000 people say yes.
If 1,000 people say yes,
they have to motivate me, honey.
If 1,000 people say yes on this video, we might get an OnlyFans. Is it gonna be like what level of content are we gonna get?
Just me and my Christmas hat and my Christmas
Christmas calendar. I hear that. I think I said you're probably like the ideal OnlyFans.
Drink some coffee or something like that. It's holiday time. We about to be back in quarantine.
Might need that calendar.
Exactly.
Especially they about to spend New Year's everything in the house. Yeah, over holiday season, they might need an OnlyFans from you. Because they're going to be stuck. You might be stuck in quarantine with your family in like a small town. You know where I'm from? Like a little town in Pennsylvania. If I went to my daddy's house over and got stuck there for quarantine, I would lose my mind. I might be scrolling and subscribing to OnlyFans, even though I swear I would not do that. Maybe subscribing. I didn't say that I was getting the OnlyFans. I said I would subscribe out of boredom if I'm stuck in my dad's house on quarantine. Very big difference. Okay.
You get OnlyFans. It works fast.
No, you didn't convince me yet. Nothing that's just wrong with it, but like I said, I'm not built for it.
Yeah, it most definitely for.
But I'm saying,
yeah, if I'm just speaking. I don't have one personally, but I mean, you most definitely probably would need tough skin to
handle that. You have they would be able to identify you though.
That's Chris all the way.
You couldn't do just like a feet page or something. They would be like, is that him? Like commenting on your Instagram. Look for your pictures. Look for little details. Like, you know how Shave Room always picks out like the littlest detail, yeah. And they'll catch you. They'll be like looking at you and be like, is this him on OnlyFans? I know it must be him. Looking at pictures in every angle.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. You probably, if you're gonna do one, you gotta like announce it and do it big.
That's true.
You can't just like ease into it, cause I feel like you're gonna get found out.
That's true. So
I don't know. You would have to find, and whoever you date next has to be okay with it. Would have to be okay with it. Which I don't know if girls would be. Would I be okay with? Depends on how much you're making.
Yeah.
If you're clearing that, how much did you say? You know, people making like what did we say the goal was? 50, 60?
A year.
Yeah. That's the goal. To make that?
That's not my goal.
No, I'm saying that would be like average, or I don't think that's average. That seems so high to me.
You think so?
I mean, I think because people that got fired or whatever for it, it made it seem like they got fired. They were working both jobs at the same time. So I'm like, if you're making that much money, do you keep both jobs? Or actually, because I would.
I would too.
I would keep like 3 or 4 jobs if I could do it with it. So.
Most definitely.
I wonder how many people we know have OnlyFans. Like a secret one that you don't know about.
Yeah, probably a lot of people. A lot of people.
Yeah.
I got a few pages. That's not just today.
What's your code name? What's your code name for your pages? Like, yeah, but
your code name.
If you want
gummy worms.
If you want, he does like you do like your gummy worms.
Mm-hmm.
You could do an OnlyFans page of like you eating gummy worms. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be a picture or something. Mm-hmm. People might like that. I don't know. I feel like you could do something and there's someone out there that's gonna pay money for it, probably.
Yeah. How about some of the girls have a Santa problems? I'm coming, guys.
For you should do. Oh, you should do like the 25 days of Christmas.
Okay.
That would be cool. What's the first one? A tree. Like you underneath a tree. Mm-hmm. And then what's the second? Two turtle doves. I don't know what you're gonna do with some doves.
The high honey trying to convince me.
I'm helping y'all out. Y'all only want this OnlyFans. I'm about to do that OnlyFans. 25 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. One per day. Oh no, it's the 12 days of Christmas. So you only gotta do 12 pictures. You can do that. Easy. By December 12th. It can happen.
I'm a people's person.
I think 12 days of Christmas can happen by, what's 25? Is December 13th? Yep. You could get that. You could get that done.
That's gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough. The way my life is set up. Yeah.
You don't think you can get that done?
But that OnlyFans, it is, it's most definitely something serious. It's most definitely something serious, but.
And now, I wonder if, like, I'm gonna start meeting moms that, like, what do you do? And they'll be like, oh, I have an OnlyFans. I'll be like, oh, dope. Cool. Cool. So that's.
Ferrari. Boom.
Yeah, I know. Really? That's the thing. They ain't broke though. Like, so what can you say? Yeah. That's true. That's what I'm saying. Fuck your morals. If that's what, because you're no better than anyone. Yeah, that's my thing. Exactly. And we all need our lane. So that's what I'm saying. It's an industry.
True.
If it wasn't one, there wouldn't be one.
Exactly.
And we can't live in a world like with no sex. We need sex. Like we can't. That's one thing. We cannot live in a world without sex.
That's so true. That is so true.
That is what. But anyways, guys, I hope everyone's on cloud nine right now. We are.
It's getting hot in the high, honey. It is getting hot.
But I hope you enjoyed this conversation today. If you did, press the like and subscribe button. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. Thank you, Chris, for being here.
Thank you for having me once again. Hey, guys. Hi, honeys.
Hey. Hi.